Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If stuff gets left on the porch for a while, like if it's of any value, there's a decent chance someone's going to steal it, right?
It could, yeah, certainly, yeah. Depending on where you live, absolutely.
I mean, it sucks, but that's true. This guy, is it 17 things?
I think so, yeah.
I don't get this at all. Here it is.
At 9 o'clock, a thief in Denver did some serious heavy lifting when they stole 17 bowling balls from a man's front porch. Now, for reference here, bowling balls average between 10 to 16 pounds. So in total, that's more than 220 pounds.
Had to have made a few trips. The victim of the theft says he's a professional bowler and left those bowling balls on the porch one night last week. When he woke up, they were gone. Fox 31's Anna Kuhn has the story.
Well, the pro bowler tells me that he had left his bowling balls on his porch last Tuesday night. He says they're heavy, they're a pain to move around, and he had to put them into a different car the next morning. But to his surprise, a very committed thief took off with all 17 of them. Steven Gallegos has been bowling for 42 years. The pro player has curated a collection of bowling balls. He says they each have a different purpose when he's playing in a tournament.
Each one comes out at a different time, obviously, and some of them end up being better than others.
Honestly, this is news to me. I thought every bowler had a ball and they played with the ball.
I thought maybe two.
I mean, but maybe?
It seems like he treats it like golf.
Yeah.
Depending on how slick the lane is, how much
walks
oil.
Around with 17 bowling balls.
And Jesus. Dude,
average cost of high-end bowling balls is between $170 and over $300. That's a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sure he's got sponsors for a lot of
like them. You brought them all the way to your front door, and you couldn't bring them 2 more feet inside the door.
Yeah, I agree. You were right there, man.
Imagine stealing 17 bowling balls. Like, I can pick up two comfortably.
Yeah.
17?
Oh, that's several trips.
Oh, I mean, definitely. Clearly.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, or you're doing some sort of weird waddle trying to deadlift 250 pounds to your car.
Yeah, because I'm assuming they were in some kind of bag or multiple bags, but like, I doubt they were just rolling around on his porch.
I don't know.
That would be even better.
On the porch.
Yeah, I mean,
you think Tiger Woods ever came home from a golf match and slamming some girl for a Gordita at Perkins and was like, these clubs are heavy. I'll just throw them by the mailbox. No.
That'll save me time tomorrow.
No, but he's a professional in that he makes millions. This guy is professional in that he makes dollars.
Yeah. He has a carpeted porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's rich.
Yes. Yeah. He's got some inside furniture outside. That's how you know he's made it.
On Tuesday night, he says he left 17 of his bowling balls on the porch of his home in Denver's Baker neighborhood. When he woke up, he was shocked to find a thief had dragged away all 255 pounds of his collection.
Oh, well, they were in a very portable, easy-to-steal bag.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is just like, how many grocery bags can I get inside in one trip?
Did it also have wheels on the bag?
Yeah, like, these are so easy to steal. Just stack them up on your arms and let's go. It
Pretty
looks
simple.
Like it holds three to five in each bag.
At first, I thought it was a joke because I was like, who's going to haul away this many bowling balls?
I love a good bowling ball joke.
Yeah. And
I can see why you thought that.
Much weight. And if they have a small car, they're not going to fit.
Gallego says,
well, okay. They're not that big.
Right. I mean, you would.
Are they riding a Razor scooter? Because then, yes, but.
Even better.
Yes. They're just, it's all bowed in the middle.
I mean, even a smart car, you can put 17 balls in it.
Yeah. Gallego says all combined, the bowling balls and the bags they were in were probably worth about $4,500. And for him, it's also a hit to his ability to compete.
That's the competitive advantage that I have.
What do you mean? If you go to a bowling alley, they literally give you a bowling ball from one of the thousands that are on the rack.
Yeah, but you can't expect a pro to use just an off-the-rack ball.
Look at that loser. He's using a star ball.
It's like one of the only sports where they provide everything for you for like a dollar.
But with that being gone, now I'm just back to being a normal bowler, I guess.
Yeah,
on Sunday,
you're balless.
On Sunday, he went to a competition with a few spare bowling balls, and he ended up placing ninth. But he says he'll never underestimate the determination of a thief again.
Yeah, I mean, they went all the way on your porch.
It's like the lowest effort crime ever.
And they stole things that are ultimately portable.
And portable bags.
Like, you literally throw them.
Why would you leave those on your porch, idiot? Also, you have a Ring camera, and I want to know, do you have a Ring camera now because they got stolen? Or is Probably. There Ring camera footage? Because I do want to see what tubby little loser said, I'm going to steal 17 bowling balls tonight. How did they get off the porch? And then, yes, what did they ride away in? Because what if it was a scooter? What if it was a bike? What if it was rollerblades? What if it was a skateboard? I don't know. What was a Kia Soul?
I have no idea. It might have been like a really, really strong person.
I just want to know who said bowling balls.
Yeah, what if it was rollerblades and then they put together, you know, when a crime is committed and they crowdsource all of the different Ring cam footage from the neighborhood.
Yes. Yes.
And you just see him screaming down a hill at about 80 miles per hour on his rollerblades with two bags of bowling balls.
What if it was a CrossFit gym? You see them doing weird things with tires and stuff. What if they thought that was just a station to pick up a bowling ball? So then you see a bunch of different people wearing tight clothes running with a bowling ball over their head for a half block.
Yeah. What if it was just 17 different people and they just picked a random night and
Free
it
balls.
Was coincidence? That they all took one.
I was a little curious what this guy's professional bowling career was, so I said, David Gallegos, bowling career earnings. The AI overview. Based on the search results of the entire internet, there is no evidence of a professional bowler named David Gallegos recorded with any PBA career earnings.
Oh, man.
Nor with any variation of David Gallegos. And then it offers alternate spellings.
Was it David? Yeah. I thought it was... It's Stephen Gallegos. Come on, man. Might,
yeah, probably it would...
Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, I mean, this dude
is it with an F or a PH? Oh,
V.
With a V. Okay.
Or an F.
Or an F. Stephen.
It's like a picture of that dog where it's Stephen.
Okay. I apologize. According to the official Bowlers Association records, Stephen Gallegos has competed in 6 PBA tournaments in the last 22 years and has earned $0 in cash prizes in those events.
Okay, like so, he's
just think
more
if he had had those balls, he would have also earned $0 this weekend.
So he's like more of a regional guy, you know? I mean,
yeah,
it's a passion.
Yeah, this is actually
he makes a few bucks.
I think it's a net positive for him. Because I'm sure that if you have fancy bowling balls, there's maintenance that goes into that. Like, you have to give it to the guy behind the counter so he can do that thing where he puts it in the little rag and cleans it up. That's got to cost a couple bucks.
What's he going to do on his first date on Tinder now, though, when he gets a lady back to his house? Hey, you want to see my collection of balls?
Won't believe my
balls.
Let's
see. Maybe there's
he's
a happy
super
ending.
Into the identity.
I mean, maybe there is a happy ending.
Yeah.
When there's balls involved, there usually is.
Yeah.
On Sunday, he went to a competition with a few spare bowling balls, and he ended up placing ninth. But
Loser. He
says he'll never underestimate the determination of a thief again.
People will take anything in this day and age. So,
not your stupid statues.
I was going to say, not your angel fountain statue holding an American flag.
Those were also free on the porch.
Yeah, nobody seemed to steal your concrete.
Take your valuables and put them all away and lock them up if you have to. Don't get lazy like I did.
Well, the bowler tells me he has low hopes that his bowling balls will be returned, but he is asking his neighbors to keep an eye out just in case. He says if you see...
Just in case what? They show back
now,
up?
No, it's an inside job. He just threw these into a quarry somewhere, and he's going to take the insurance money.
Looks like the...
quit bowling.
Thief took the bowling balls and split.
Oh!
Yeah, I can't believe he didn't have a spare.
Me neither. Mm. Sometimes life just leaves you feeling pinned.
Yeah. I wish somebody would find that thief and strike up conversation.
Well, that thief was a real turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know bowling terms.
That one hit.
Otherwise, I'd play.
Return.
The biggest thing is hit him right in the pocket between the 3 and the 10.
If he can't earn a living, he's going to end up in the gutter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep. This is worse than just getting hit the bumper.
Oh,
seems like the robbery took place between 7 and 10.
Ooh. I bet he thinks the air coming out of that blowy thing smells like crap. That's not a thing. I mean, it is, but it always smells terrible.
I bet he has sex with a pin monkey.
Sometimes puns aren't enough.
Oh, we're so
you got to beat the dead horse with an oversized hammer.
Yeah.
We will do that.
Or pin the monkey.
Mm-hmm.